Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, I think you'd agree we have the greatest audience of any radio station in the country.
We do. The money's coming in. But the question is, will we get that extra $25,000? I want everybody to understand what we're facing here. And I'm getting nervous. The idea that Mr. Big, a wonderful man from Northwest Connecticut, is putting up this incredible amount of money. That's a lot of money. Just think about putting $25,000 towards WAMC. He's doing it because he believes in it. And if everybody will match that, we need $325. And we're more than $100,000 away, which means that if everybody puts something in, we win. Otherwise, and it's happened before, we won't make that. So all I can say is I need everybody to do everything they can. We all need you.
And you can do that now at WAMC.org.
Or you could call the station.
1-800-323-9262. Alan, something interesting going on at the New York Times, and that's the dismissal of Jill Abramson, and the Times is covering the story itself.
They are, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Now, if I'm the reporter who's doing it, maybe I'm a little nervous, I don't know, but, you know, they've gone behind the scenes, and they've talked to people, and there are big issues that are coming out. Is there an issue of pay discrimination here, the female editor versus the male editor? The Times people say absolutely not. Sounds like they're being authoritative about that. And then there is the whole issue as to whether or not she's, quote, too pushy, which is a traditional way of saying if women are aggressive, they are seen as too pushy, terrible thing. And if men do it, they're patted on the shoulder for being, you know, masculine and doing that kind of thing. All of these subjects, which have been big parts of our society as we come closer to some things like pay equity and to women's roles, all of these things are coming out in this fight. In the end, the Sulzbergers own the Times. They run the Times. And they're going to have their way. It's still, in my opinion, the greatest newspaper in the country, maybe the world.
Rob Astorino accepted the Republican nomination for governor. He's the Westchester County executive who will square off against Governor Cuomo.
That's right. He has to find some ground to defeat Cuomo if he is to win. And of course, I don't see him doing that. I mean, if you take a poll of the people in New York State, they want gun control. They don't want fracking. In terms of women's rights to control their body, no question. They don't want restrictions. So what you have is a situation in which the people of the state are on the Cuomo side of the ledger. And the Cuomo people are saying things like Westchester is the, which Astorino runs, is the highest tax county in the state. Astorino says, you know, basically he's going to say we have no choice. We have to, it's the state's fault. But it doesn't much matter. I don't see where the compelling issues for Astorino are that will allow him to win.